Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Black won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. And I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lease. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
Now learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said this man that went to heaven, he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it, just go ahead. So he kept walking. And he messed around, he saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he said, nah, I won't know what's in the door. He said, you sure you won't see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had nothing but shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you having is, when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it, because your package going to go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on Not Meant to Be Way, because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt, I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on Pity Way, your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off, because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, now, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad a cap. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit. And it's still a process. And the more people that you invite into the process, the better this is. Because ain't nobody perfect no how. So I really appreciate y'all, man, hearing me and listening to me. I'm going to ask Kirk Franklin if he...
Many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week, 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
They'll start picking teams, and I would be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarian. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarian took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out.
He said, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But, man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarian, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Still, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, "Shoot it!" So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again. This time on the near side. For another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarian Stiles, the kid no one would pick, was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarian can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch? Thank you.
All right, time for another installment of It's My House. And drop off topic for today, and we'll probably tune on to this topic once or twice a week, some kind of way. Organizing for e-commerce. You can make pretty good money on e-commerce. There's a lot of ways you can do it via e-commerce. And we want to not only discuss some of those ways, but we want to, in partnership with some of you, demonstrate some of these ways as well. So organized for e-commerce, what I have here is I got five basic steps. And my experience with e-commerce is I've had some success with, what do you call it, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and eBay. There's a couple other sites that are like kind of localized for, you know, that particular market I was dealing with on a geographical level. But in any event, five elements of organizing for e-commerce is, I guess, first and foremost, you must identify your tribe. Who are the people that you are looking to organize with or sell to? Now, you can organize a group or tribe, and it's so, I mean, there's a whole lot of ways that it all depends on the purpose of it, but organize your tribe, and that's opening it right there. Meet them where they're at. A lot of people are online, but where are they online? So you have to meet them where they're at. Meet them where they are broken. And that means, you know, what do they need? Meet them where they're at. I'll give an example. Let's say somebody is homeless and they hear about a particular shelter across town or whatever, so they managed to scrape up enough funds, or maybe they had to walk across town. Some people have to do that. And they make it to the shelter, but they're 2 minutes too late. The shelter has closed its doors for the night, and the rest of the shelters that might be a walking distance of that place, they're closed for the night, or at least for admitting new potential residents or occupants. So at that point, you're broken. Now, if you knew where these shelters were, the shelter's the easiest thing I can think of. Who's left around at that shelter right as the doors are closed for the night? That's the place where the person that could have got in, but had they been on time, didn't get in. That's the place where they're broken. And of course, there are other examples too. We're going to bring Robin on, Robin Maven, and she can break all that down so we can identify where people are broken. Meet them where they're broken or where they need, have a need. Four, meet, greet, eat, build, and demonstrate. And then the last thing is, you know, what are you doing for marketing online? It helps to have a balance. You know, market offline and offline. It all depends on what you're doing. So those are some of the elements that you need organizing for e-commerce. And it can be anything. I mean, people around the clock are selling, I mean, online flea markets, online thrift stores. If you go through Facebook, and just look at their live stream. I mean, all that's e-commerce. So with that, it's the 2nd of December, 2022. approaching year's end, looking forward to 2023, want to get some momentum here. So let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good, I love the thought of e-commerce,
you know.
Right. Well, that's where the ball's at these days.
It really is. And, you know, it comes down to just transactions, period. You know,
right.
I've had something amazing get offered to our nonprofit. And I can give every business free equipment and free processing to Take Credit Charity. We'll get a percentage of every one of those sales, everything everybody spends across this entire country, across the world. And it just got offered to us yesterday. Got us set up here today to be able to start signing up businesses. You can take them and give back your equipment you're paying for. You don't have to pay the 3% processing fee. I can eliminate all that for every business. So that means your business can make more money on the bottom line. So if you're on a 20 to 30% profit margin, I can add 10% to that. 10% is huge when it comes down to businesses. So this is just a great thing that I know that businesses are paying for right now. And some businesses are paying lots of money, you know, millions of dollars for processing. And this is a way to eliminate it. And you're doing, you're giving, by you going and spending your money, you're actually giving to your community. And we will be able to afford to do anything we want to do through the money that's spent every day in your city.
Okay. All right. Well, now for people who want to take advantage of that, how can they reach you?
You can call me at 309-542-6319. And you can email me at Steelman, and that is STELMANBLM, Boy Larry Mary, at gmail.com. The website is hopeforhousing.org or hopeforhousing.com. And you don't have to put the www in it. Just write in hopeforhousing.org. It'll take you to the website. There's ways to reach in and talk from there. We have a lot of different things going on, so this is just one of them. But it is it's going to be able to combine with our app to where you get up to 15% cash back on everything you spend from Amazon to Uber. There's 250 Fortune 500 companies there. So if you spend money at any Amazon, Walmart, Starbucks, Home Depot, you can get cash back, and we also get a donation. But it's also done through credit card processing because it is the digital gift cards. But you don't buy more than you're spending. You just spend what you're spending. But you actually get cash back by doing this. You can make anything your payment source. So it can be your credit card. It can be your debit card. It can be your Kohl's card. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, you get the benefits from your card and this app. But by doing it with the processing through this other company, we can also maybe add another 3% to that that would go toward the charity on top of all the other donations. So this is just an amazing opportunity. And I'm just happy to be able to offer it to any business out there. It doesn't matter where you are. I can get you signed up and get your equipment to you. It doesn't matter your size. And it doesn't matter if you're just an e-commerce. If you just want to take credit card payments and you got your e-commerce business already set up, we can set you up through this and there will be no processing fees. There will be none of that. But you can also be able to take a debit card anywhere. So, yeah.
All right.
Good morning.
That's good. Now, what's the art festival down in Miami? How's that coming along?
It's coming along. They're having, we're doing some talks. We've got a 2-hour window where me and Carlos will be talking about sustainability. There'll probably be a few other speakers that'll step in there. So that way we can kind of keep the, the motivation going of not just one way here. This is for everybody. And, you know, we're going to be offering the shipping container houses, tiny homes, any home. Any home, anything you want to build, anywhere you want to build it, any business you want, this is a material that we can supply. But by you buying this material, you're helping someone get off the street and on their feet. You're creating a job. You're creating a purpose for people. So the art show down there, you know, they've been sending me pictures and stuff of the artwork and the it's just beautiful. There's a lot of amazing energy down there. I wish I was there with them, but I'm there because my people are there. You know, we're all in this together. I don't have to be somewhere for it to be happening, right? So we love it.
True. Delegation. You got to delegate. Now, what are some of the exhibits there?
Actually, Carlos should be coming on to the show, and he can, because he's there. You know, he can see it. I could pull up my pictures and kind of go over them. But I saw a picture where they were standing with a fist standing straight up, and everybody was getting their picture taken next to it. But the fist wasn't painted black. It wasn't painted white. It was painted red, white, and blue.
Okay.
you know, because it's trying to show solidarity, where we are all in this together. And I like seeing that, because it's not labeling a color. It's labeling unity. And that's what we're trying to do, right? We're the United States, but we've never united.
Right.
So... But let's do that. Let's get one common goal in all of our minds and know that we can stop people suffering by just getting involved a little, you know. If it's just your business and it's just your credit card process, then that's what it is. But imagine how much money that would be actually – you see the numbers. You guys are business owners. You pay those bills. You know how much money goes to that credit card company. Now that can go to the charity in your community that will get people off the street, give people purpose, give our kids something to do, and create jobs. You know, to me, this is an amazing opportunity. And I can set up other charities to do this as well so that you can get funding to keep your projects going. So it's not just me trying to say, hey, it's all going to this. It takes all of us and all of your projects so that we can put a claim on these problems and we can put a stamp on it saying done. We can put a solution to it.
Right. Well, that's what's needed.
That's what's needed. And all of us are worried about funding. Well, you don't have to go out and get grant money. If you turned around and was getting $100,000 a month or $200,000 or $2 million or $10 million a month coming into your project. You don't need to worry about writing grants. You don't need to worry about following their orders on how to spend that money. We can actually do what we need to do to fix the problems and not be the problem, but be the solution. And, you know, it's just an amazing thing here. And as it's just a way that I want to show we are a collaborative. This is about all of you, and I'm looking forward to it, that's for sure, seeing what's about to happen with this. When they called me and laid it all on me, I was blown away. I was just like, this is amazing. You know, I said, I'm sitting in front of a business right now. I said, I could walk inside, and I said, and I know the business owner, and I know that he would change because I would save him money. He already supports what I'm doing, so I know that if he could financially do it on every transaction, he would do it. And he goes, I like the way this is going to work. And I said, well, I went out to 600 businesses and just asked them, if I could get a donation, if people would support our project and say they're a Hope supporter when they're spending their money. And the thing is I don't need them to say nothing, because that was the thing he was talking about. He says, yeah, I know. People, it's hard for people to remember to say things like that. And he says, this way, it don't matter. They don't have to say anything. They just swipe the card, and the money is getting transmitted over to your account.
Right.
How amazing is that?
It is. It definitely is. Right, hold on. I'm trying to keep track of my studio here. all right, so the event is, you have it today, tomorrow, and it wraps up on what, Sunday?
No, it actually wraps up tomorrow evening.
Okay.
At 6 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure there are plenty of people down there. I mean, do you know how many years the event's been running?
I know
might
that,
be on, well, I've been on their website, but I didn't know.
I know SIBA has been doing the Frigid Art Fair at Art Basel for 9 consecutive years.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly how many years this thing's been going, but I think that's about how many years it's been.
Okay.
So I know it's at least 9, just like you, 9 consecutive years on this radio podcast.
Right.
And,
right.
Different says,
okay,
you're doing
well,
this
that,
every
that,
day,
that's
bro.
Probably an event that, it's probably the type of event where after it finishes, they soon start working for next year's event, 2023.
Immediately. Yeah, they're setting things
right.
up immediately for that.
All right. Now, this is, well, let's see. Carlos hasn't called in yet, but I've gone on their website 2 or 3 times. So I guess they have different types of art represented there, paintings, sculptures, that type of thing. Anything else that you can think of?
Yeah, they've got, it's music. You know, we're showing, we've got speaker systems set up and playing music for artists. I've got a thing here that shows the entire event, like everything that happened every day. I'm going to send it to you in your text message.
Okay.
So that way you'll know, you know, like what happened every day, who was speaking and what's continuing to happen. You know, that way maybe we can give some people the you know, what they haven't missed yet. You know, they can
mm-hmm.
still be part of.
Now, they have tiny house events of different types. Some I understand, just like the art fair, just take a tiny house version of that. They have music and that type thing. I've gone to tiny house events where I've gone to like 4. No, actually, I've gone to 4 events, but 3 types. One was at a hotel room, was basically lecture. Then, you know, with some stuff on a projector. And then they did a footprint, you know, demonstration of how big, you know, how many people can fit in the square footage then. The second one that I went to was a combination of outdoors. You can see some people, well, you saw some people building tiny houses from scratch. Then there were some, maybe 2 or 3 tiny, probably about 3 tiny houses already built that you can, you know, they were models. You can go in there, because I remember the one I went in, I remembered, was 84 square feet. 84 square feet, 86, I think 84 square feet. And I stood up I mean, they had plenty of headroom in there and space, in my opinion, for two people. And then the other part of it was they had a, you know, classroom lecture. So that was the second one I went to. I was like in right outside of Orlando, Florida. And then the third and fourth tiny house event that I went to were in Vermont, right near the Canadian border. And those were hands-on, like that was a retreat type of thing for a long weekend. But that was, I mean, you're sitting around a campfire, lectures. You know, it was, I mean, different. Let's see, there were probably one, two, three or four different tiny house projects that you can work on hands-on. In addition to, and we were on this guy's 10 acres. So I went to that 2 years in a row. That was my favorite one thus far. So with that in mind, we'll probably kick off something like that as well. Let's see. Okay, wait a minute. Lost my scroll here for a moment. Let's see. Okay, I got the schedule and everything. All right. Yeah, because I'm looking at actually what I'll do this weekend. I'll take a look at the tiny house festivals they have around and see if we can put together something a little different, and then concentrate on, because that will fit into the challenge. That will fit in the challenge. And Chris, put out there for the people that's tuning in for the first time, what is the challenge that you would like people or and or organizations to meet?
Yes. Every city, wherever you are, doesn't matter the size, you can be a difference. If you don't have a homeless problem, you can help another city that does, another town that does. But you can also start to realize that you have more of a purpose in life than what we're doing. We all have a purpose, but we all need to be doing one purpose. And if you get your groups together, doesn't matter if it's a church group, school group, just the community, your family, it doesn't matter. Two or more, we can make it happen. But we will come, we will do a workshop, we will build a home, we will change someone's life, and change your life, because you might not meet that person. But know that that person's not suffering tonight would make a world of difference on how you sleep. And anybody can, you know, we can do any size project, so it doesn't matter. You know, if we got to build something for a family, we can do that. It's going to take us a little longer, so instead of an hour or two, we might be there for 8 or 10 or maybe 2 days. But it can happen. You know, today, December 2nd, was the day, I thought it was in November, but that's when I had the material brought over, when those kids built that 2 years ago. 2 years ago today, two kids came to another city, 13-year-old and a 16-year-old and their father, and me and another guy. There was five of us there. The kids never touched a saw. They built that frame right there in a parking lot, and we stood up a tiny house. It was 100 square feet, plus it had a 65-feet attic in it that was 5 feet tall, and it had a queen-size bedroom in it. So it was 10 feet to the trusses. So this thing was 16 feet tall altogether. And they built that in 2.5 hours. They had never touched an impact gun in their life. But the impact that it put on their life, you can never take it away from them.
Chris, we got a caller here. Let's take this caller here real quick.
Right.
Area code 336. Your mic is open.
Shalom, Brother Vavon. Shalom
you,
to you.
How are you doing?
Yeah. I'm
thanks for calling in. So share with us. We want to hear your story, how we can possibly help. But share your story, because I think we can have a permanent solution for your situation.
Yes. Thanks, Brother Barbon. Since 2019, I've been homeless. I lost a job in 2019. And after that, I lost my apartment. I was trying to get my disability, but I was denied. And after that, I tried to get into anything with case pro bono, but I couldn't find one. So I just simply gave up. And I've been staying either at Sheets Diner / convenience store, which 12 hours, or the library, when it's open. Trying to gather and collect donations, trying to survive. Counting some people with a measure of goodness to donate a dollar here and a dollar there, but still a struggle.
Now, you've been out there since 2019. It's 2022 now. And wintertime is setting in. Typically, how have you been able to make it through the winters?
Thankfully, she had allowed me to stay there because I have a dining area. Pretty wild, 12 hours.
Now, you're in North Carolina in the town. I'm not going to announce it right now. Roxborough, okay. Is Roxborough, North Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, Chris, for people listening, my regular listeners, I've known Sho for, about maybe 4 or 5 months, at least that. We met this year via Clubhouse, and he is, here's where his talents are, as far as I know. I haven't met him in person or nothing like that. And I sent him money a couple times, but he is persistent. He's on Clubhouse 7 days a week. And he's got his phone working. And he knows how to ask for things. And, like I say, he's at it 7 days a week, all hours of the day and night. I mean, even when he's not physically on, his light is on for the majority of the time. So, Chris, now, any suggestions on, because now I think, so you have some kind of disability physically?
Yes, sir. Learning disability and I walk with a cane, twins in my back.
Okay. Well, we do know this, though. You got an internet connection. You got a smartphone. And you can communicate. So,
yes.
All right. So, Chris, any ideas on how we can get him from homeless to homeowner?
Definitely. And, you know, him, I know him. How you doing, brother?
How you doing, brother Chris?
I met him on Clubhouse as well.
Yeah, we were all in the same room. Unleash your potential.
Yeah, and, you know, Clubhouse is a beautiful place, you know, because even though, like you said, he knows how to ask, guess what? I have a purpose for you, bro. And we need to go and ask every business in Hillsboro. You can do it over the phone. Set up the meetings and everything. We can do it all on Zoom. They never even have to meet you in person. And we can get the credit card processing changed out in every business in Hillsboro
and you can do that because you can communicate. We need to have a meeting so I can give you all of the information that you, you know, your little pitch that you're going to give them. But the pitch isn't about trying to get them to do, you know, just your business. It's why to do it. And if you save them money, businesses are about greed. They're about bottom line. They want to know what they are profiting. And if you can change their profit by 10% or more, they're going to listen, especially when it doesn't cost them a dime to do it. So I can give you a purpose. You can start setting it up. And as that money starts getting cashed in every time somebody buys something, that will be paying for your house. So now your job's being paid for. And pay for their everything else that you're going to need, because we'll make sure your needs, that's what you need, right? You need your needs met. That's what you want. That's what I want. I want your needs to be met. If everybody's need is met, then I'm going to get what I want. I'm pretty sure you're getting what you want. So we got to think about it that way. You know, it's simple. But it's also, it takes you to think of someone else besides yourself. And I think that you have an ability to be on this. You're still going to do your thing right now on Clubhouse, you know, getting the little bits of money that you're able to raise. We know it's enough that it's keeping you alive because we got you here right now. But we need to change that. We don't need you to be just alive. We need you to thrive. And we can have a meeting today right after this and set you up to where you can just set and open up the phone book, your Google, whatever. And I would say a phone book because you can take every phone number that's in that book and call it, because they all take credit cards and they all pay money to do it. We can eliminate that and we can put funding for every project, every program in your community to make them stronger. So, yeah, I definitely.
Well, now, what's the nearest big city from where you are in North Carolina?
Uh-huh.
You know, like Charlotte,
Durham,
Raleigh, North Carolina.
You said Durham? Durham about an hour and a half from Roxburgh. Raleigh,
right,
a little farther. He's on the other side of Durham. He's on the other side of Durham.
Okay,
Raleigh.
That's about an hour and a half, 90 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Depending on how you're driving,
right. Well, how many miles is it? If it's 90 miles, I just say it's 90 minutes. Okay. Because what I'm looking at, if we can organize just like this Art Free in Miami, you know, after it's over with, which is this weekend, they start organizing for the next year. So I'm thinking that we can organize some type of a build event in Roxboro, North Carolina, and you know, build at least two houses. We'd probably build more than that. But, and we'd have to organize it with y'all, but we're based on tiny houses, based on the design that Chris has, that he's already built with the greenhouse. We can get Shaul into his own house debt-free, and he's growing some of his own food, so which will be a big leap over, you know, staying at Sheets or, you know, going to a library and that type thing. So, would you be interested in participating in something like that? We already know physically you're not going to be lifting the hammer. We get that part. But there's some other things you can probably do. Well, actually, we got to talk about it.
On the logistics, because I said, you know, I'm not afraid to ask. I'm not a salesman.
You don't have to be. No. Get that word out of your imagination. All you need to do is share your story. That's it.
Okay.
But we'll have...
Yes.
With
you being
right,
who
and
you
we
are...
We can communicate. Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I was going to say, you being who you are and what you're going through and what you're offering them, you're not asking them for no money. You're asking them to eliminate money they're already spending to help you. Okay? So you are a positive to them. They're not going to look at you as a negative. I really think this can be something we need to get every homeless person that has a phone doing it so that we can reach every business in the entire country and change this. This company that I'm with has been around for 15 years. It's not brand new, but they came to me because they had something that they wanted to do globally that would change the poverty level to prosper. And it was godsend to me, you know. I love miracles, and a miracle happens, and you're a miracle, you know, right there in North Carolina. The one thing about it is, to see, North Carolina is where I call home. I'm in Illinois, and you see, you know, I'm not home. So, I've got family there that I would love to be in their life every day. So the faster you, and you don't have to just limit it to your city either, okay? You can do this to anywhere. I just walked into Kroger this morning and said, how do I get a hold of the company? So I don't even want to mess with y'all trying to send a message. They all know me. So I said, I don't want you to send a message up the pipeline. I want to get a hold of it. Because every business, you think about that, even the food that's being bought at the grocery store, we're going to get them all hooked up. I'm going to go to every one of the 250 Fortune 500s and get them hooked up, because they're all paying this money,
mm-hmm.
and they need to be giving the money back. If it's going to be paid, they need to eliminate their pay, and it comes from the credit card system, and we're approved through all of them. So this thing is just an amazing opportunity. Free equipment. You're not trying to sell them any equipment. You're going to give them any equipment they need. Their point of sale stuff can cost tens of thousands of dollars, and it's going to get given to them for nothing. This is how your story can be the change that we want to see, because your story is going to change right now, immediately, by them accepting it. And, you know, within a week or two, man, there's that stuff, they're set up and money is flowing. Your house is being paid for, it's being built. And the difference is once those people are doing it, we don't have to wait for the money to show up. We can leverage that money that will show up. So I think you have something that you don't realize. You're not a salesman. I'm not asking you to be. I'm asking you to tell your story. But tell your story on how you want to save them money, make them money, and help every homeless person, every underprivileged person, and give every child something positive to do in the afternoon, food to eat every day, every child get fed, every person get fed, no one go hungry. We have that ability. And it just takes them to start. So you have something just by telling your story, telling them about the money they're going to save, the money that they're going to profit. Once you mention profit, you got that business owner's attention. So let's get them to profit. Let's get us to profit. Let's get you to profit and stop the poverty and make it prosper. Right now, 10% of the country owns 90% of the money. 90% of the country is splitting 10% of the money. We're talking about 3% of the money being spent. Now, what are we talking? It changes a third of what we have. So you do have the ability. Everyone has the ability. All of you, anyone listening, can be doing this. You can be the change you want to see. If you got 20 minutes, share this message to a business owner. They're going to listen. And if they got any common sense, they're going to pay attention and do it. That's what it takes right now is common sense. And I know you have that. There ain't no doubt in my mind you ain't got common sense. You wouldn't be making it, especially for the amount of time you have been making it. So you're amazing. Let's show what your future is going to be, not what your past has been. And I'll end there.
Right. So if people want to donate to you, how can they do that?
Cash App or PayPal. T as in Charlie, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, H as in Hector, dot, A as in Arthur, P as in Paul, T as in Peter, / $, S as in Sam, H as in Hector, A as in Arthur.
Okay, repeat that again. So,
cash.app/ Shaul Yisrael, SHAULYISREEL, #2.
Okay. Now, for those who are on Clubhouse, that app, how can they reach you and talk to you? Because you're available to talk, you know.
Yes, 336-459-9792. And I said,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. What's your room on Clubhouse?
Let's go. I'm homeless. Donate to my Cash App, / $, Shaul Yisrael. This is SHAULYISREEL, #2. And then PayPal .me/ Shaul Yisrael, SHAULYISREEL, #2.
Okay. All right, because you're now, how many hours a day you spend in here? Because you're basically in there every time I pop in.
I strive to be 24/7. Off time, just leave the phone on the table while I go outside and try to gather donations.
Okay. Chris, you were saying something?
I was just going to ask him a question real quick. Is your Cash App and your PayPal hooked to your phone number and your email?
Yes.
All right. Here's an easier way for you to do this. Instead of you saying all that backslashing and all this, here's what I want you to do. I want you to say your phone number, and I want you to say your email address, because anybody can tie straight to that by putting it in. It'll pull up your name. So
yeah,
that's the easiest way to find you on Cash App or PayPal. So now I want you to go ahead and share with us your phone number and your email address.
Yeah. My phone number is 336-459-9792. Email minister, M as in Mary, I as in Ink, N as in Nancy, I as in Igloo, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E as in Eric, R as in Richard, F as in Frank, O as in Other, R as in Romeo, Y as in Yankee, A as in Apple, H as in Hector, @gmail.com. Minister for God, minister4yah@gmail.com. minister4yah@gmail.com is my email.
Okay. All right. All right, so. Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, to me, that was a lot easier for people to remember. So
I think we can probably plan an event down that way. But we, you know, we can discuss that on what they call Clubhouse, because Clubhouse never sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
People do, but Clubhouse
doesn't.
No, it is safe. All right. All right. Well, thank you, Sho, for calling in. I'll reach back with you, you know, over the weekend, and we'll pick back up.
I think we can
have a house building that challenge. We can have a house building event in Roxboro, as well as other places. But I mean, you know, it's. I'm a big believer. Nothing happens by accident. So, like I said, I've known you for at least 4 months, maybe five. Well, you know what? It's almost end of the year.
The paper I connect to another email, setapartminister@yahoo.com.
Okay.
setapartminister@yahoo.com. That connects to my PayPal. Paper I connect to minister4yah@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, we'll have you back on. Now, we're going to take an interlude here, so if you guys got to hit the head, go to the bathroom, get coffee, juice, water, whatever, this is do it now.
live in towns and cities in Uganda and many other African countries have some access to grid electricity to light their homes and power their businesses. But many rural people aren't connected at all. But simply waiting for the grid to arrive isn't good enough for entrepreneurs like Moses Akera. He recognizes there's a good business to be made harnessing the power of the sun.
I really prefer solar to be used in the community like this because it remains the property of the clients. You don't pay bills and you don't buy fuel like somebody using generator.
So solar energy is the best option for many rural Ugandans. But being new to the industry, many solar retailers like Moses were struggling to make their businesses a success.
We don't have capacity to advertise ourselves, our products. We don't have capacity to have quality technical training.
So the Rural Energy Foundation, a not-for-profit organization, introduced the Solar Now program in 2007. Its aim, to spread the benefits of electricity throughout rural Africa by providing training and support to existing solar retailers like Moses. And they encourage other retailers and entrepreneurs to start selling solar equipment from scratch.
Most of these retailers need to be supported in terms of training so that they can be able to run their businesses better. They also need support in terms of market awareness because so many people out here in the field do not know about solar, so we need to come and enlighten them.
As well as training, the Rural Energy Foundation loans retailers portable demonstration kits, which they use to drum up business in local markets.
What we're trying to do is these people are off-grid and they do not have access to electricity. So we're trying to show them how solar can improve their lives. For instance, we try to show them how they can make money from solar. For instance, here with us we have a shaver, so they can use this to have barbershops. We also show them how they can use it to use light at their homes. See, when you have this light in your house, the children can study at night. They can use it in their shops to work longer hours, and they can use it at home.
If retailers want to use the Solar Now brand, they have to commit to providing high-quality installations and good after-sales service. The Rural Energy Foundation helps them achieve this by training solar technicians.
We're trying to get the entrepreneurs to sign service contracts. So when they sell the product, it also comes with after-sales service. Let's say they have to check to make a phone call to the customer after a certain period to check if the system is working. And then till after some time through the service contract, they also have to go and actually do the inspection of the system.
The Rural Energy Foundation has trained over 200 retailers in 9 African countries. So far, they've sold 57,000 solar home systems and 36,000 solar lanterns. They've helped at least 400,000 people, saved nearly 5 million litres of kerosene and 12,000 tonnes of CO2 each year. Basil Okelo is impressed and has decided to buy the equipment from Moses to set up his own solar barbershop and phone charging business. He's taking advantage of a credit scheme which helps entrepreneurs buy equipment from Solar Now retailers to get their businesses going.
Solar Now is giving me a loan. I'm going to make a down payment of 25% now. Later, in 3 months' time, I'll make another 25%, making a total of 50%. Then the remaining I'll complete within a period of a year.
With his system now installed, Basil is optimistic about the future.
Because this is a new investment I'm going into. I have never been into this business before. But as I see, I have the expectation that I'll make money.
Moses is growing his solar retail business too. He already had a shop in town. With support from the Rural Energy Foundation, he's now set up a small village branch to cater specifically for his rural customers.
Rural Energy Foundation is very important to us. If they help us training technicians, we shall be in position to expand all over.
We hope that others will also adopt the private sector development approach. We don't want to be unique. We want to spread the word that this is a really efficient approach to get the technology diffused deeply into the rural markets.
The Rural Energy Foundation plans to expand into other African countries and broaden its range of sustainable technologies. Solar panels are now becoming a common sight here on homes, and shops buy them as well to run radios and offer phone charging, increasing their income and enabling people to communicate. And to everyone's delight, the local bar has installed a fridge powered by the sun. The owner is pleased with his investment.
Yeah, we're happy. Of course, it's cold. The beer tastes better. And so I get more customers.
Okay, now what? I just got this idea when we were listening to Rural Energy Foundation. I want to replay part of Faith Street by Steve Harvey, because what I want to do with that is apply it to Shaul and other people's lives, but Shaul. So as a goal for 2023, we get you out of Sheets, out of, which is a gas station, in a mini mart, and into your own debt-free house. So let me play Steve Harvey and get some momentum going for 2023.
Now, learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said this man that went to heaven, he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it, just go ahead. So he kept walking. He messed around, he saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he said, nah, I want to know what's in the door. He said, you sure you want to see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had nothing but shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you happen is, when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it, because your package gonna go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on Not Meant to Be Way, because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt, I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on Pity Way, your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off, because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me.
Okay, so now we have ordered a house for Shaul. And as you heard Steve Harvey say, it's been shipped. Chris, he's got a challenge out here to help people build houses. So that order has been shipped. All right. So what we're going to do, I mean, we can't do it today, but the order's already shipped. Then we have to do our part. We have to put feet on it and arrange for whatever's needed for Shaul to get that house built and for Chris, because there are two things. Chris put out the challenge, and the house was part of the challenge. So those two orders have been shipped. Just like Amazon's coming, you know, you order something from Amazon, FedEx, UPS. Well, like last night I had to go to UPS, and I shipped something. Okay, now with that type of shipping, UPS, FedEx, you know, DHL, all those companies, you know, they give you a tracking number and, you know, your approximate day that, you know, so what I mailed, the parcel I mailed out last night will probably get to where it's going. They said by Monday. But if not, I got the tracking number. But I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to think about it. So with Shaul's house and Chris's talent, which is one and the same, okay, I don't have to worry about it. They don't have to worry about it. You guys don't have to worry about it. Well, we're going to document it. And this is the first day. It was December 2nd, 2022. Those two orders have been shipped. So we'll be in communication with both of them. And there are other people involved. And you'll be able to see it because I'm sure we're going to document it with, we're in the age of the Jetson, so we all have phones and internet connections, and we have more power in our hands on an individual basis than John F. Kennedy did when he launched, you know, rockets into outer space. You know, there's more technology available today in the average person's hand on the planet, regardless of their socioeconomic circumstance or income, than they did when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin stepped on the moon. So we've made the order. It's on its way. Now, we don't know what day it's going to show up yet, okay, but it's on its way. So what we need to do is prepare for it. So let's say today was, well, we ordered today, all right? So it's not going to be here by 5 o'clock, but it's on its way. It might be here by the end of this month. Might be here in January. We don't know, but it's on its way. So we have to do what we need to do on our behalf. Chris, I'm going to let you close it out for today, because we've had another good week.
We have had a great week. We've had some great conversations. We've had some revelations. I'm actually sitting here right now signing all the paperwork for this this is an amazing opportunity for everybody on planet Earth to get involved financially just by going out and buying things, going out and supporting your local businesses, spending your money. We're going to fix this. I thought I had something when I had an app. That's 250 Fortune 500 companies you get paid cash for, everything you spend back in your account at the end of the month. But we get a donation. Now, this thing dwarfs that. Just makes it look so small. But knowing that that is huge. So what we've done is we've taken those seeds. They're in your hand. They'll never grow. That's your money. Throw your seed and watch it grow. And this is you spending your money, and it's about to show you that you are the solution. You are part of it. You continue working your job, continue your career, but everything that you do, you're going to make a difference. I can't wait to see this everywhere in every business, because it's something every business wants. What? More profit. Do they want to charge you more money to get that profit? No. So let's not raise our prices on the stuff. let's give them a break, give them some profit. Maybe they'll share it with you. You work for them. So, been an amazing week. You know, Basil Art Show, Art Festival in Miami, the Frigid Art Fair. That is just like a refrigerator, but it's just Frigid Art Fair, or Fridge Art Fair. I'm sorry, Fridge Art Fair. And please, you know, if you're in the area, go visit. Reach out to our organization, hopeforhousing.org. You don't have to put the www in. Just type in hopeforhousing.org. And that's not a Google search, by the way. That is a website. So I watch people do it all the time. And I would rather tell you housing our people everywhere. And you Google search it. Let's have an amazing Monday. Miraculous.
All right.
Monday.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Shel. Thank you, all listeners. On that note, everyone have a nice, safe, in particular, weekend for this holiday season.